Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Shut a camera, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. All right, Doug Peterson, NFL head coach, Philadelphia Eagles. Top six as I've got him. Outside the top 10 as John has him. Do you think he's overrated, underrated? I'll tell you the thing that really stands out to me, and consistently when I hear John and others around, I think Doug's taken for granted. I really do. I think Doug is really taken for granted around here. Let's go to the phone, see where everyone's at again. 215-592-9494. We kick it off with Lamar in West Philly. What's going on, Lamar?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
Doing well, Lamar.
John.
You Back sound like you like Doug John. Better than I do.
Yes, you know it, brother. Listen, Doug consistently gets backslapped every chance he gets, and when he gets backslapped, he gets back up. You got they're in the playoffs consistently every year. He won the Super Bowl one year, and he consistently gets disrespected. Because I know why, and like you said, he got the goofy look. He looked goofy. You understand? But that doesn't tell you how he morales the troops or how his play design. He got these guys that he banged up all last year, and he got the best he could get out of
those guys. Lamar, you know who also had the goofy look and people doubted him because of it?
Look.
Abraham Lincoln. Looks matter. And right. People, you know, have said many times that if Lincoln had a run nowadays, he wouldn't come across good on TV and he wouldn't be elected president. And that'd be a shame. And Doug Peterson, let's be real. Sean McVay is a better looking person than Doug Peterson. And I am convinced that that is the primary reason why he won the NFL Coach of the Year.
That is insane.
Sean McVay won 11-5 in 2017. Doug Peterson went 13-3, didn't even try Week 17.
Joe, this is insane.
Doug McVay in
so
L.A.
So wait, is Bill Belichick good looking?
No, but he's
– Andy Reid good looking?
They supersede. They're superseders.
Right. Because Belichick's a great – we already know he's a great coach.
Yeah. Frank Reich. Is Frank Reich good looking?
But you know that –
Frank Reich a beautiful man?
But, John, that's
like,
what –
like, really, this that is not what they're judging.
Go ahead, Lamar. I'm listening to you.
He needs a hug, man.
Coronavirus. Can't give it to him right now. Give it to him in a couple months.
He needs a hug, man. He even needs a hug for the last 6 months or 3 months I've been listening to this show.
All right, Lamar.
You know what I mean?
All right, buddy, we appreciate the call. Let's go to Terry, who's with us in New York. What's up, Terry?
Joe, your argument sounds dumb. You say Bill Belichick's number one, but you say Sean Payton isn't even in your top five or six because he had a Hall of Fame quarterback. Belichick had the greatest quarterback of all time for 20 years.
But he also won, what is it, six or five? Six? Six. He won six Super Bowls. I mean, come on.
Yeah. What has Philly's coach done since Frank Reich left? Except
well,
they complain about injuries.
They've been it's not complaining about injuries. Injuries are a reality. It's been a lot. They've been in the playoffs 2 years in a row. They've been underwhelming on their way there. 9-7, not great, not horrendous.
What's it going to take for you to say that Doug is not as good as you thought?
I mean, let me see next year. Let me see this year coming up. Let me see your.
So there's no question this year matters.
So hold on. So if Belichick goes 6-10 this year, does that mean he's not number one?
Of course not, Terry. You're being a knucklehead.
Yeah.
No, but Terry's point.
Then how does your argument work for Sean Payton have a Hall of Fame quarterback?
Sean Payton won one Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this isn't hard.
Terry's point.
It's really not.
Listen, Sean Payton is an incredible coach, and he's a better coach than Doug. And you can't use the fact that Drew Brees has been his quarterback against him. I mean, that's Terry's point.
Well, I understand that that's Terry's point. Listen, Terry, I appreciate the call. I do get that. I mean, again, do I think Sean Payton's a great coach? Yes. But here's the thing, John. I think Doug Peterson is a great NFL head coach. I know you don't agree with that. It's what I feel. It's what I believe. It's why I think some out there take Doug for granted. Like, I think we actually have in town a great NFL head coach, and I think there's many people that don't know we have a great NFL head coach in the
Eagles. It's disrespectful, quite honestly, to say that Sean Payton, 13 years as a head coach,
yep,
after being a passing game coordinator, you know, for the Dallas Cowboys, an offensive coordinator for the New York Giants, and a coach here. I mean, he started out as quarterback's coach in Philadelphia. He's got quite a career.
I know he does.
I mean, it's a real slap in the face to say that Doug is a better coach than Sean Payton. The guy has been coaching, geez, in major roles since 1997.
I get it. Look, he also had his three straight years at 7-9, and I'm not saying that defines, or 8-8, whatever, was it 8-8 or 7-9? It doesn't define everything. I mean, it's just...
Get ready for a year like 7-9 or 8-8 here in Philadelphia. What happens after that happens? Are you going to say, well, maybe Doug isn't what I thought?
I mean, could I downgrade him on a list like this? Sure. I mean, do these things, is there an evolving aspect to lists like this?
Listen, I don't think it helps Doug's cause at all that they have not, well, that the front office has, there's something going on. Like, there is some sort of rift that goes on between the front office. Well, we've seen it.
Front office, and Doug?
I don't agree with that. Oh, come on.
Well, what is giving you
this? I disagree with that, too.
I think the Golden Tate decision as indicative of a rift or some lack of communication.
That's a better phrase.
Between the
rift.
Front office and the coaching staff.
Okay, that's fair, but that's different than a rift.
Alshon Jeffrey's contract, where you signed him and guaranteed that for this year.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have done that if I were a coach, you know, saying, you know, he doesn't have the explosiveness. He really doesn't give
but
us what we were looking for. But they guaranteed the money. Anyway, there is some breakdown between the front office and the coaching staff.
Sometimes you just make a mistake.
And they have not helped Doug out. They have not set him up for a great season this season.
Yeah, but that's not intentional. They've made mistakes, and as a result, Doug has had some lesser players at times.
I'm telling you, Doug is in a bad spot right now. Because if the jury's still out, and I think it should be, it seems as though you, Jimmy, a lot of people think that there is no jury. There is no judgment to be made because Doug, Super Bowl. I don't think that counts the same way that you do. Because there are coaches, not a lot of them, who have won a Super Bowl that, you know, we still don't know for sure. I think Doug is one of those coaches. For some reason, you disagree and you want to just concede that he has arrived, he's there, he's where he needs to be, and you're happy about it. I want to see better.
All right, look, we'll see. 215-592-9494, and I'm sure there's more Doug doubters out there. If you want to hop aboard, obviously we'll field the calls. If you agree Doug's disrespected and largely disrespected at times, we'll take those calls as well. Let's go to Jarrett in Pottstown. What's up, Jarrett?
Hello?
Hey, Jarrett, you're on the air.
Hi,
go ahead,
Jared.
Hey, what's up? Hey, Richie.
Yeah.
I work 6 days a week, dude. I can't always call in, and today you forced me. And not only did you forced me to agree with Joe.
Welcome to wisdom, Jared.
I can't imagine.
Oh, my God.
Like.
John, Doug took this team to the playoffs 3 years in a row. 3 years in a row. Last year he did it with a practice squad. How's he not a good coach?
Well, I think he's a good coach. I don't think he's a top 10 coach.
You don't think he's a great coach, right? You definitely don't think he's a great NFL head coach.
You don't. You can tell by the way you talk about him.
I don't know.
Dude, I'm telling you, he's a better coach than Sean Payton. Just like Joe said, Sean Payton's had Brees his whole career. He's only won one Super Bowl. Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl with a backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. And then the following year, he won out the last 4 games with the practice squad players.
So the backup quarterback you know, I believe played the best football on the field that day. Nick Foles was magnificent. I don't think that defines Nick Foles. Like, I don't think Nick Foles is a magnificent football player. I think he was that day. I think he was the week before in the NFC Championship game. I think Doug is similar. I think they caught something special that year, and Doug reaped the benefits.
But Doug, to his
credit, had a staff that helped him be a better coach. And now that parts of that staff have dissipated, gone their separate ways, he's not the same coach.
Well, that happened. Listen, there's no doubt, but a big part of being an NFL head coach is hiring the right assistants. When Andy Reid here had Juan Castillo on the offensive line and Jim Johnson on the defense, you're really well set there. When you've got Juan Castillo on the defense, and, I mean, I guess Howard Maw was the O-line coach. He's considered a great coach. But, I mean, you know, you have to hire the right guys. So, yes, sometimes that's not as easy, and turnover is difficult. That's one of the most amazing aspects of Belichick. He's turned over his coordinators, coaches, time and again. I mean, but Doug is disrespected around here. Look, 215-592-9494. We have a $50 gift card. I still can't believe Juan Castillo was the Eagles' defensive coordinator.
Oh, my God. It still boggles the mind.
And I love Andy Reid, but I might have to bump him to number 33 on this list for that one decision. No, I'm kidding around. All right, we got a $50 gift card to give away today to Captain Chuckie's Crab Cake Company, 14 area locations. You can visit welovecrabcakes.com. Again, that website, and indeed we do. The website, welovecrabcakes.com. John, a happy birthday today. James, a happy birthday to Michael Phelps. I mean, he's like old man Phelps. He's past his prime about 12 years past his prime. He's still, though, only 35 years old. Must be nice to be Michael Phelps. Today, you turn 35. You got, I don't know, double-digit golds, 8 from the one Olympics alone, millions upon millions, $35, the whole deal. And Michael Phelps, you know, you bring it back to Philadelphia sports, was, I'll call it absurdly, semi-famously, talked about in a Sean Andrews song all those years ago when Sean Andrews wanted to, quote, get my Michael Phelps on. So, John, in honor of Sean Andrews talking about Michael Phelps in a song, and if you don't know what we're talking about, this really actually happened about 10 years ago. John, I'm curious from you, from James and everyone at 215-592-9494, because Best Answer is going to win the gift card. I'm looking for the best song about a real-life person. Or, put another way, best song with a reference of a real-life person. Whole song can be centered around the person, or you can just be slid into the song somehow, some way, but you have to have been a real – so a song about Mickey Mouse, not going to count. But, John, I need a song about a real-life person. Best song by the end of it, person wins the gift card. What do you got?
Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline.
Yeah, it's a great
about,
answer.
Caroline Kennedy.
It's a great answer.
Apparently, there was the cover of Life magazine had Caroline Kennedy riding a horse when she was 4 years old.
And he only fessed up to it. Many people thought for years that's what it was, but he only said it a few years back. I don't remember the exact year. James, when you think of a song, either with a reference of a real-life person or truly about a real-life person, what comes to mind?
My song's about three real-life people.
Okay.
Richie Valens, The Big Bopper, and Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
American Pie.
It's a great answer as well. Look, hit us up at 215-592-9494. I mean, I'll give you a double dose here, John. One is a song totally about a real-life person, and that is Billy Joel's song, and I love this song, The Ballad of Billy the Kid. Great song. I don't know. What was Billy the Kid's last name? I don't think it was Kid. But Billy, whatever the heck his name was, great song. But
Bonnie, wasn't it?
Bonnie? Billy Bonnie?
I think so.
Billy Bonnie?
William Bonnie, I think he's right.
Really? Oh, no wonder he went by the name Billy the Kid. But here's the thing. Well, seriously, I mean, when we think of Bonnie around here,
William Bonnie.
Yeah, but we think of Fantasy Camp and bad memories of Bonnie out there with, you know, getting all those hits and, you know, that whole mess.
What was her last name? Do you remember?
Bonnie Bedelia.
She was 82?
No, it wasn't Bonnie Bedelia.
Years old?
Yeah, something like that.
Strang, I think.
Yeah, that's right. God bless you. Bonnie
She's
Strang.
She's a stud.
Someone tell Bonnie Strang we say hello. But also, Jen, I'll give you another song. I gotta do it. I feel the urge. I said I'm gonna give you one that's exclusively about one person, Billy the Kid, and one that's got references, including Einstein, including Stalin, including Richard Nixon and Marilyn Monroe and Castro and Mickey Mantle.
I could sing all the words to this
Harry
one.
Truman and Doris Day and JFK, and there you go.
Classic.
Yeah, it is a great one. All right, hit us up. We're looking for the best song with a reference to a real-life person or the best song that is really about a real-life person. Hit us up, 215-592-9494. All the conversation as well about Doug Peterson, and is he taken for granted around here? I believe he is. Joe in Mayfair. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, good morning, guys. And I understand where both you and Richie come from, Mr. DeCamera, with Peterson. You can go either way because Doug's not been consistent as a coach, where Sean Payton has been consistent. Like, there are tendencies where Peterson comes across, like, in a game or two, like Rich Kotite. Honestly, there's been a few games where he has Kotite.
Well, his worst decision, I swear to God, that I've ever seen him make in a game was the one he made last year in Minnesota, going for the fake field goal with seconds left in the half, when if the player even caught the pass, if he did not get out of bounds or in the end zone, the clock would have run out. And that was from about 30 yards away from the end zone. I mean, that was an unimaginably horrendous decision.
You know,
it
was bad, but it was aggressive. But it was aggressive.
But it was stupid. It was stupid.
But I actually like that. Like, okay, I didn't like that call, but I like the fact that Doug makes calls like that, I guess. Like, I don't know how to put this. I think Doug's aggressiveness is his best trait.
Yeah,
I agree with that. But when it comes to the simplicities of the game, where like a baseball manager has to, you know, make the simplest call, Doug's persona is I'm the outside the box coach in the NFL, and that's going to be my persona throughout my entire career, or I'm not going to be well known. And I think that is Peterson. Like, even if
that's a plus, you're saying, right? Not a minus.
Usually
it is a plus, but because it's making up for his deficiencies of what should I do? Oh, think outside the box, so I'm not an idiot. It's very smart for him. And when I hear your list, guys, like if I hear your list, Joe, the greatest thing about Belichick, even if Pete Carroll gives the ball to Marshawn Lynch in that Super Bowl, he's still not ahead of Belichick. That's how far and beyond Belichick is.
Totally.
Even if Carroll wins that Super Bowl,
100%.
Belichick is so far beyond. And Carroll to me is above Andy Reid, just for consistencies throughout his entire career.
Too.
And he's made playoffs with nothing, and his drafting and his able to develop players that are drafted into stars where Andy Reid's never
Carroll's
done that.
Carroll's great.
Yeah, Carroll's too. Yeah.
Carroll's great.
Absolutely.
Joe, give me a song, a reference or about a real life person.
I got to start off by saying that I have to tell you guys about the real person. The real person saved 90 people from a shipwreck. And then Mark Twain created a fictional character from a real person. And then Rush made it one of the best songs in the history of radio. And that's Tom Sawyer.
You got it, Joe. Appreciate the phone call. So Tom Sawyer was a real person?
I guess so.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I had no idea it was based on
a real person.
That's
a really great answer if that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
James, we'll need a little look up on that, but that's pretty cool.
Sure.
Let's go to Kenny, who's with us. What's up, Ken?
Morning. How are you? I just tuned in. I don't know if you got this already, but Abraham, Martin, and John by Dion?
We have not had that.
No.
You know? But I have a question for you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Yesterday, I was talking, and we were talking about how the Eagles draft. I went through the Northeast Times, and they were showing these seven kids that came out of Philadelphia. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was mentioning was, and I thought to myself, how did the Eagles miss these kids?
Well, were they drafted or undrafted players or a combination?
Well, no, they were drafted. The one kid went to Bloomsburg and now he's like a starting guard for New Orleans.
So you're not saying this most recent draft, you mean through time?
No, within the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, Kenny, it doesn't mean they missed them. I mean, the reality is that, you know, the draft, I mean, sports, like you go back 50, 60, 70 years, you'd have these territorial things. You know, I mean, we have a draft now, so it's not so much that they missed them. It's just that they valued someone else above that player at a given moment. I mean, well, like I'll give you, for instance, Kenny, if you remember, there's a lot of people around here that wanted Michael Brooks from LaSalle drafted, I think it was in 1980 or 81, instead of Andrew Toney because he went to LaSalle. Well, thank God the Sixers drafted Andrew Toney, who, you know, not a ton of people had heard of.
So Philadelphia used to have a Catholic League game and public league game, and it was an all-city game.
Yeah.
So if even with baseball, if they see somebody that they spot that they like, maybe they should follow them through college.
Well, I get you, and Kenny, appreciate the call. I don't think they don't. I mean, sure, sometimes some guys go under the radar. But, I mean, it's not like they're, you know, I mean, come on. I mean, but I appreciate the call. I get what you're saying. I mean, he's saying if you're up there in New Jersey, have an idea of Wayne Krabet if you're the Jets or the Giants. Well, actually, one of them did, the Jets. So where'd he go to? He went to some random Jersey's Hofstra?
Hofstra, yeah.
Right? Wayne Krabet went to Hofstra.
Yeah.
Not exactly a football power. But, you know, it's going to happen sometimes.
I don't know if Hofstra still has a football program.
I don't know either. Hey, my college folded up as far as football. We don't even have a team anymore. We went on probation in like 3 years, and we were done. 215-592-9494. Hey, coming up, what Matt Klintak said yesterday about JT Realmuto. The Phil's approach with Realmuto headed toward free agency in about 3-4 months. What we make of what Klintak said, what he said, you'll hear it next. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.